We're going to live much longer than our parents ever lived. Our lifespan is much longer than it used to be. And so if you retire at 65, you're going to be retired for 30 more years.
Welcome to the Midlife Reinvention Podcast, a podcast helping women in career and life transitions achieve clarity on their next steps so they can transform uncertainty into an energizing next chapter. I'm your host, Kavita, and the founder of It's My Time Now Coaching. If you're wondering what's next in your career or life, you are in the right place. Through solo and guest episodes, you'll gain practical tips, tools, and inspiration to help you uncover blocks, gain confidence, and be, do, and have what you want in this next chapter. I rediscovered myself after the age of 50, and I know you can too. It's my time now to help you do just that. I'm so excited you're here. Let's dive in. Welcome, my friend, to a new year and a whole new season of learning, growth, and inspiration here on the Midlife Reinvention Podcast. I'm so pleased you're here, and today I have an insightful conversation for you with Marie Jerusalem, who is the CEO and co-founder of Rocket 50, which is a global platform for people who want to be successful in their professional life after 50, and which I'm pleased to also be an advisor. In this episode, you'll discover some important things, of which number one is why you should just stop thinking about yourself in terms of age or retirement. Number two, the reasons why being over 50 should be the most amazing time in our life. And three, how to break through the old stereotypes and launch your true passions over 50. Marie and I discuss and give you practical tips on these things and more, so it's an episode you don't want to miss. And don't forget to stay till the end for an amazing offer for being our loyal listener. Welcome, everyone, to the Midlife Reinvention Podcast, a podcast for women in transition in their careers and life. I'm your host, Kavita Ahuja. And my goal with this podcast is to inspire you to realize your true inner power and potential, and to help you unleash all that resides within you and bring it out into the world with confidence. This week, I'm super excited to have on the show Marie Jerusalem. Marie is the CEO and co-founder of Rocket 50, which is a global platform that provides the tools, resources, and services that people need to succeed in their work and life after 50. A serial entrepreneur over the last 4 years, Marie has also founded Wise Force Advisors, an age management consultancy, together with her husband, and Advantage AR, a consultancy focused on HR services for startup technology companies. She was born and raised in San Francisco and currently lives in Dusseldorf and San Francisco with her husband and two dogs. Thank you so much for being on the podcast, Marie. I hope you're doing well today.
I am. Thank you.
That's great. I was curious. I know we talked a little bit this earlier, but I was wondering how you managed going from California to Germany with your two dogs. And that must be interesting. I know I have one dog, so traveling with the dogs is a little hard, but I guess you said that you have a dog sitter. So
I have a dog sitter. Oftentimes we take them too.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
One goes under the plane and the other goes in the plane.
Oh, really? Okay. Oh, yeah. Because that's a long distance. Well, that's great. So this is such a pleasure to have you. I know that we've talked a little bit. We met before and we've talked a lot about your wonderful platform, Rocket 50. But I'd like to really kind of understand from your perspective, you know, your story a little bit. And as I mentioned in your profile or your bio, you do come from a counseling and psychology background, educational background, and you've had years in senior leadership roles and founding and managing partner in several global organizations. And so tell us, if you would, how your journey in your previous corporate career and how has that prepared you
to launch Rocket Fit Fit, and what were some of the main reasons and driving forces behind that?
Sure. I had a really long background also in HR. I would say that was probably the longest tenure roles that I had in senior HR. Uh-huh. And so having been a career person my whole life, I mean, starting in my first job in 30 and really being focused on the career ladder, moving up, being the originally the youngest woman always and the only woman in many scenarios. I think later in life, I just reached a point where couple of things happened. One is I started realizing I don't really value the things that I had valued for a long time. I think it was probably in my late 40s and 50s that I started to recognize that I didn't really care anymore about the things that a lot of the men in particular really cared about in terms of competing and getting bigger and bigger roles. And so I started to not be as engaged, I would say, in the whole corporate scene. And I think if I'm really honest, I started to also feel that I was maybe not as relevant myself being older. I think I started to feel, like a little bit like people would, I don't want to say exclude me, but I just started to feel like I was not as relevant maybe mm-hmm. as I was when I was a bit younger.
Right.
And so it was kind of a coming together of two things, recognizing that I no longer valued it. And then also that maybe the company didn't also value me as much. So I don't know what comes first, because sometimes mm-hmm. maybe we lose our passion and then mm-hmm. therefore the company also senses that.
Yes. Could.
And so you start to realize that this is just not what you want to keep doing mm-hmm. anyway. And so I left my last role as a chief people officer. And that's when I decided to start my own ventures. Mm-hmm. And I had a lot of passion for a lot of topics. And one of the things I really had a passion for was, what do people do when they're over 50? Because I think a lot of us that get older, we don't think about staying on the job for the next 20 years, but we definitely know we want to keep doing things. And so that's what I figured, that a lot of people must be like me, that yes. also want to do a lot. And then when I started looking at the overall demographics about how many older people there are in the world over 50, I thought, wow, this is really a potential business opportunity, because there's a lot of people out there that want mm-hmm. to keep doing stuff, but, mm-hmm. but they don't know what to do.
Yes, so that was what exactly.
kind of born the idea of Wise Forest and Rocket 50.
Yeah. It's such an interesting stage, isn't it? This 50-ish age that you're right. I mean, we're not done yet. We have so much more ahead of us. And I love how you talked about the couple of words that popped, really resonated with me, are the values and the passions, because your values changed and it didn't align probably anymore with what your career was and maybe even what the company was standing for. And then as a result, your passion for it kind of changed. And then it's like, what is my passion now? And that's what I always really try to encourage with my clients, is like, we all have changing values, and how do we incorporate those changing values into what we're doing next? And what are you really passionate about? So, and you're right. Like I felt the same way when I turned 50, I was in the corporate career as well. So I completely relate to your journey. And I saw so many other people who were in the stage. There's like so much potential ahead of us. So that's fantastic. Thanks for sharing that. So I always like to ask of everyone who comes on this podcast, we, as women especially, there's a lot of obstacles that come in our way, in our minds, that can be in our minds, or there can be outer obstacles that kind of prevent us from moving forward. And I'm sure you had some of those. Maybe you could share some of what those are that you faced in your journey, and how would you perhaps advise people who are listening, like who want to do something new or want to change or want to explore passions but are blocked in some way?
Well, if I'm really honest about my own journey, I would say one of the most important things is to stop thinking about yourself in terms of retirement, like age and retirement. Like, just stop thinking about that, because mm-hmm. if you start thinking about the society version of retirement, and then you start counting the years somehow to retirement, it's really a limiting factor. Like, we mm-hmm. have to stop thinking that things stop at age 60 or 65. I'm 61, And if I was thinking that 65 was somehow an end, then I definitely wouldn't be doing anything I'm doing now. And so what I see from people around me that are doing that sort of counting, oh, 65, whatever that means. I mean, 65 today is not what 65 was for our parents' generation. We live longer and we need to stay working longer, much more than in the past, because we don't have the societal protections and pensions and retirement funds and all that stuff anyway. So I think we just have to stop thinking about 60, 65, 70 being some kind of a ending.
Yes.
And rather just go fully with what we're passionate about and stop measuring or comparing ourselves to others at other ages. I mean, 60, 50, 60, we're really the best that we've ever been in terms of our knowledge and experience and expertise. And we can't compare ourselves to younger people because younger people may have more energy, but we do things twice as fast because of our knowledge and experience.
Yeah.
I think we just need to stop comparing ourselves and stop counting the years.
Yes. So would you say that that's something that you ever did, or was that ever an obstacle in your mind?
Well,
or
in the world, you start thinking about it because, well, you start thinking about retirement because that's a big thing in the corporate world still. I mean,
yes,
so-and-so is going to retire. Oh, they retired. And in places like Germany, they even have fixed contracts where when you get to the age 60, you're actually let go at age 60.
Really?
I see that in America.
I didn't know that. Okay.
But in Germany, when you sign up for a job, and you could be a lawyer, a doctor, a consultant, it's built into your contract that you will leave that company at age 60.
Oh, I didn't know that.
So
okay.
That's something I think that needs to change. But
sure.
But in America, there's a lot of ageism too, just that, oh, you're older, and the company thinks that you're retiring, so they stop investing in you.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes that lack of investment starts as early as 47 or 50, and then you find yourself drifting in an organization for the next 10 years.
Yes.
And then, of course, you're not happy because you're not feeling very fulfilled or having a sense of purpose.
Yeah.
And I think that comes across or reinforces the company stereotype that you're someone who's no longer engaged. So therefore, we should let them go in the next redundancy.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw a lot of that as a senior HR person. When we made our list of people that we were going to let go, they were often older people that were making a lot of money because through tenure, you tend to make a lot more money.
Yeah.
But then we said, oh, but that person is not really engaged anymore, or they're sick all the time, or they're out, or they're on vacation all the time. They're not really the people we want to keep. So it's really a vicious cycle. And I do think it starts a lot in corporations because corporations still have the old mindset that you will leave the company yourself in your 60s. So they don't invest anymore.
Right.
So,
So from your experience, Maria, do you think that this ageist kind of attitude in society and in companies and in workplaces, has it improved at all? I know that your vast experience in HR, especially do you think that it's becoming more known, and is it improving at all?
If it's becoming any at all better, it's only just starting right now.
Yes.
As I mentioned, another company that my husband and I founded is called Wise Force Advisors, and we work with companies to help them with their age management practices.
Oh,
and
okay.
I will say that it's new for a lot of companies, the idea of thinking about age. So every company has a diversity and inclusion initiative, but they don't focus on age. And in America, for sure, too, they don't focus on age. They only focus on other things around diversity and inclusion.
Mm-hmm.
Age management is not a diversity initiative. It's something different. It's really looking after the well-being of your older workforce.
Mm-hmm.
And it's also about hiring them and looking after their careers well into their 70s. So it's a different mindset, but so you ask if it's changing. I think only now is it changing because companies are recognizing that they have an older workforce. They can't just fire everybody because there's not a lot of young people to replace them.
Right. And with the experience and knowledge, right, as well.
Yeah. Yes. They're starting to realize they have to keep their older people employed for much longer.
Yes.
Maybe now they're starting to think about what that means, but there's just this old narrative. 65, yeah. You're going to retire.
Where did that even come from? You know, that age, 65, right?
It's so funny.
I was just, I've been in this role for many years now, and I've noticed that in the media also, it's actually becoming more known. Like, people are talking about ageism, and for example, there's, I don't know if you've seen this new Netflix series on you know, how to live to 100 and the blue zones in the world. And it's really interesting. And I love that because it shows the different societies and how they view, they respect and acknowledge older people and the contribution they've made. And so it's very different from country to country, but I think it's slowly happening, but I think what you're doing with Wise Force, that's amazing. That's really great. And everybody, all the companies have the D&I initiatives, but do they have the age initiatives, right?
Yeah, and interestingly enough, many companies we found, at least initially in the US in particular, were not interested in it.
Oh, really?
I think it's just a question of spend, budget. I think diversity and inclusion has their own priorities, mm-hmm. and they don't necessarily want to give up money for taking care of older people. Yeah, it will change. I mean, there are going to be, by 2030, there's going to be over 150 million people in the working, over 50, 150 million people in the workforce, over 50.
Really?
So okay. There was a great study by Bain that I posted on my LinkedIn.
Yes, I saw that. Yes.
Yeah.
Wow. So Marie, so you've launched a couple of businesses and the mission with Rocket 50 is the one that I'd like to speak a little bit about is, I'll read the mission, that is to inspire people over 50 to create and lead their best life after 50, especially when they transition into a new chapter of work and life. I love that because that's actually my mission as well. Like I love inspiring people, especially in midlife and beyond. But why is this so important to you? I know that we kind of touched on it a little bit, but why do you think it's so important to have this kind of platform?
Hi, my friend, Kavita here. Do you often feel blocked from moving forward? We all feel that way at times. These are referred to as energy blocks. I've created a short, actionable PDF guide to help you release your negative energy blocks. Click the link in the description to download it now for free. Now, let's get back to the episode.
Well, I mean, I fundamentally believe that people over 50 are in an amazing time of their life. I mean, so much has transpired. You work so hard, your education, your career, your job, whatever you've been doing, your kids, you've raised kids, they're either leaving or already out of the house. Mm-hmm. And you have this wonderful phase where you can really live and be your best self. And mm-hmm. unfortunately, I look around and that's not the narrative that I see with so many people. I see people struggling to get another job. Like, I think that's a really top topic. Like, people that are applying for jobs on LinkedIn, or they struggle. They feel like they're being discriminated against for their age. I see people in jobs that are really suffering because they don't feel appreciated or they don't feel recognized for their contributions that are over 50. I just see a lot of struggle. And
yes.
I really wish that what I wish for Rocket 50 is that we help everybody who wants to be helped. We help them get that next job. We help them start their own business. We help them retire with all these amazing ideas that they can do in retirement, and to really have a group of people around them, have a community around them that supports them. Mm-hmm. Because we also see that when people get older, sometimes they get more isolated, or if they lose their job, then they lose their network or they lose their community. Mm-hmm. And so we want to provide them also with the network and the community and mentors and advisors that are all there to support them. And I think that's how people succeed. They succeed with having a robust support system around them. And that's mm-hmm. what I want Rocket 50 to be.
Mm, I see that your passion for it. You're really
yeah.
excited, and I can just
well,
see that.
I'm living it.
Yes,
I am.
Yes.
I'm old, but I'm living it.
You're not. You're Perfect. So while we're on the subject, I guess that's an amazing mission. And so maybe you can tell me how exactly do you do that? Like, well, how would Rocket 50 actually do that in terms of what services do you provide? What tools do you offer? And what is your vision for it? Well, now that you were talking a little bit about that.
We have two types of memberships. One is a free, completely free, and the other one is a paid membership. Mm-hmm. And so what we strive for is that for a very low fee of just $27.88 per month, that you get all the tools and resources that you need to really get that next job or to stay vibrant and to stay fully active on the job you have. I was a career coach for many, many years. And what I realized is that a lot of people, they kind of lose their mojo or they feel like they're losing their mojo when they're older. And I would like them. And with Rocket 50, you'll find the tools that you need and the resources. And maybe you'll attend events or do some of our learning courses or belong to a group or just whatever it is that you need to keep you really engaged in whatever it is you want to do next. So our mm-hmm. tagline is to discover what's next. And we believe that from 50 to 100, that there's a lot of new phases in your life that will come up. And for every phase, staying on the job, getting a job, starting a business, becoming a consultant, retiring, becoming a real estate agent, or all the things that you'll do in retirement. Okay. I think you'll find those things. Okay.
I like how you put that in there. That's funny. So true. And I think I love that because it's so important. You're talking about isolation and all that. I think it's so important to have firstly a community to belong to. You also get motivated and you have kind of accountability, whether it's with coaches or other people that are in the community and constant learning and development, which keeps you motivated and excited, maybe even for your next stage, right? So that's what you really want, is to not be like what you said, losing your mojo, but actually like maybe this is the best, view it as the best stage in your life, right? And that's why I actually call my program It's My Time Now, because it is our time now to really, really rediscover ourselves. So I love that. That's really great.
I mean, there are other networks out there, but I think when you join a network of everybody 50 plus, then you get a chance to really be with similar people that are having similar life experiences, which I think mm-hmm. makes a difference.
Yeah, absolutely. That's wonderful. So if we would just kind of maybe go back to your experience, and it takes a lot of courage to change kind of our life, kind of the trajectory of our life, and go through these transitions of going from corporate to starting your own business or other challenges that we all face through different transitions in our life. So how did you develop this courage kind of to do that? And what motivates you to move forward, really?
Well, I would say it's definitely not a straight line. So yeah. You definitely go from quitting your corporate job and starting something and having it be just seamless. It's something that you have to first recognize and find your passion. A lot of people don't quite know what their passion is. And so I think you have to get clear on what that is. In Rocket 50, we offer assessments, for instance, for people to figure it out. So in the first instance, figure it out. Like, well, what is it that you would be passionate about, or you think you would be passionate about? Is it the environment? Is it animals? Is it people, things? Mm-hmm. Like, discover that passion and then talk to other people about it. Find out what other people are doing. Get up to date. Like, discover what other people are doing that are similar to what you'd like to do. And then once you've identified it, then really make a plan for yourself and figure out a way to make money. And sometimes you don't make money right away. I mean, sometimes you don't make money for a couple of years even, mm-hmm. but that should be part of your planning. So when you first leave a job, sometimes people have a little bit of buffer, and that's really a good time to kind of figure that out. I think you have to give yourself a couple of years to get to a place where you might start to make revenue. Mm-hmm. It's not realistic to think that you're going to right away make money. Right. So like, maybe you do some interim work. Maybe you pick up a job that doesn't require a lot of energy, like be a barista in Starbucks or something. But yeah. Just something to kind of tide you over while you kind of develop and start to become that thing that you want to become. And it really needs to be your guiding light, where your passion comes from. And just stay focused on that kind of North Star, like, this is what I believe in, this is what I want to do. And surround yourself with people who are like you, who believe in the things that you believe in. Yeah. You'll find a lot of people, a lot of friends and former colleagues and others that don't really support you in a way. Because my theory is, people that stay in jobs they don't like are very threatened by people who do things different. And so you really have to surround yourself with people who really believe in you and support you and develop the right support system. That's really important.
Yes.
And just keep going. Like, don't lose it. And you don't expect, like I said, that it's all going to be smooth. You're going to definitely have ups and downs. And sometimes you're going to wonder, like, what the hell am I doing kind of days?
I can relate. Did that happen to you, Marie? I mean, I know that I experienced this. I felt like there was a lot of judgment and like, why is she doing this? Because everything seems perfect with her situation. She has this great job and like she's doing so well, and why would she change? So there's a lot of that judgment and maybe not a lot of support either, like you were saying. So I can relate to that. Did you experience that as well? Or
it's funny, like they say out loud, why is she doing that? Or why is she doing that? But what they say sometimes and other times don't say, why is she doing that at that age?
Yes.
Why is she doing that at that age?
She should be retiring. Like, why didn't she just retire and go off into a sunset?
This is the thing, why we have to break through all these barriers. We have to break through the understanding of companies. We have to break through the understanding of our own friends and family sometimes, that we're not held back by all of these preconceived notions about age. Mm-hmm. And even within ourselves, I think maybe ourselves are the biggest barrier. Like we should be doing this or that by this age. We're going to live much longer than our parents ever lived. Our lifespan is much longer than it used to be. And so if you retire at 65, you're going to be retired for 30 more years, potentially.
Yes.
So it doesn't make sense anymore. So we have to break through these old stereotypes, these old myths and understanding about what age is, and just do what you love to do. Do what you're passionate about, and don't let the years that you are get in the way.
Yes, that's such great advice, and it's so true. I mean, there's a couple of things you said before that I kind of want to go back to. You said that you can take, like, it doesn't mean that you leave something and then you have to like let everything go. Like, you can do interim things. Like, and a lot of people that come to me say, I want to leave, but I need to get another job right away. And it's like, well, give yourself some time, like figure it out. Like, you can do a fun thing. You can be a barista. You can do these things until you really create that vision of who you really want to be. And that was another thing that you said, is have that vision. And that's so important, to really visualize yourself and like, who do you want to be influencing? What difference do you want to make in the world? Like, And when you have that as your guiding light, then you can make plans towards it. But it doesn't have to be the next day. It can take a little while. So you have to be patient and take the little steps.
Yeah, and don't be afraid of losing the skills that you gained all those years, because all of the skills I gained over all those years, 30 years of working in the corporate world, I use all those skills. I use them all the time. I mean, we might lose the title, or we might lose some status that we're not this or that, but what we gain is something so much richer than all of the people working in corporations that are really unhappy, actually. There's this richness of life that you gain, and that's what you take until your end. And I think that's more important than status.
Yeah, so true. That's one of the things, is the basis is like, identify your skills, because we have so much that we have, so many skills, so much experience that we've gained. And it doesn't mean you have to let go of it. I mean, you can apply them in so many different roles, and even uncovering things that you never even thought you could do. Like, I never thought I could be a podcast host 10 years ago. Like, are you kidding me? And here I am. So it's eye-opening and it's invigorating and it's really exciting. So I love that.
Yeah. Wonderful. I mean, it's a journey.
It is. Yeah.
Rocket 50 was a journey. I mean, it didn't happen overnight. It had one idea and another idea, and then that idea evolved to another idea and then mm-hmm. another idea, and then eventually something was born out of it. But it's really a process.
Wonderful. And so tell me a little bit more about what your vision is for Rocket 15 and the future, and anything that you want to more that you want to share about it, or any other maybe advice that you have for people who are approaching 50 or over 50, who are maybe going unsure of what to do next. And
I want everybody over 50 to feel like this is an amazing time of their life and they can do anything they want if they have the support and tools that they need to get there. And I wish that Rocket 50 will provide all of the tools and resources that people need to get there. And if we don't have it, then I would love for people to join and tell us what mm-hmm. we need to do. So it's not just a one-way street. Like, I would love everybody to come to us and tell us, this is what we need. This is what you need to do, Marie, at Rocket 50 to help us be the best we can be. And so we're just starting off on our journey of providing what we think at the outset are tools that people will find helpful. But I would love for people in the community to tell us what you need and what resources and what are the things that would make it really amazing for you. And that's what we'll work for, because our mission is to be the place for people over 50 to find what they need.
That's amazing. That's really great. I love that you are gaining feedback and working on it with your community. And it's like, what do you need? Like, often we don't ask that enough. And I'm excited to be a part of it too as an advisor. Thank you for asking me.
We're excited to have you as an advisor on our platform. That's amazing, because it's all about amazing people, and we want to have just an amazing community of people. I mean, people help people. That's how we get things done.
Yes, absolutely. And I understand that you're kind of relaunching your website, and so that's coming up soon. And
end of September. I don't know when the podcast will be released, but at the end of the month of this month, we'll have the whole new look and feel. Nice. And all our tools, and the whole journey starts to have the best tools. We already have many tools and many articles and many things happening. But as I said, I really want it to be something that people find what they need. Mm-hmm. And so if they don't find what they need, then just tell me, join a free member and tell me what you need.
Right. And so maybe you could tell us, Mary, how our listeners find you and Rocket 50 and just how they can get involved.
Yeah. Well, just if you just Google Rocket 50, you'll find us. Mm-hmm. So we're at rocket50.io or just type in Rocket 50 and you'll come to our site. Mm-hmm. And once there, then you can choose the membership. You can either join on a limited basis as a free member, or you can join as a subscriber, and mm-hmm. then you would pay a monthly fee, and then you would have full and 100% access to everything that we're doing as part of your monthly subscription.
Mm. Well, that's a very reasonable rate. I think you mentioned earlier it's a reasonable rate, and I think for all that you seem to be providing, it seems to be very robust.
The rate is $27.88 per month.
Yeah,
and I think it's very fair. I mean, having been out there in the HR and career field all these years, I think it's a fair price, and mm-hmm. you can join it for as long as you need and mm-hmm. get what you. But hopefully you'll continue on, and as even after you get whatever it is you're doing, we hope you'll stay on.
Give
back. I think that there's a lot of opportunity to be a mentor or to come on as an advisor, or when you launch your own new business, you can also promote your business through Rocket. Mm-hmm. We're a global platform, and so we are also going to have a very robust marketplace. Right. So you can offer your own services and products through our marketplace as well.
Right. Well, that sounds fantastic, and I'm excited to be a part of it. And I think it's really needed, and I especially now, as you said, it's an aging population, aging workforce, and there's going to be so many people who are in this stage of life in the workforce. So I think it's a great resource, and thank you for sharing that. And is there anything you might want to just end off with or say to the audience and people who are in the stage of life that we find ourselves in.
If you're in this, if you're over 50 and you have any doubts about your future, join Rocket 50 or call Kavita. But you can get whatever it is you want. You just need to take the steps to get there. So you may not know now, but you can take the steps to know, and then you can launch yourself into whatever it is you want to do. And I think that we two women sitting right here in front of you are really good examples of finding your passion. And I can only say that when you get there, it's an amazing place to be, and it's worth all the effort.
Oh, it certainly is. It's not a, like you said, it's not a straight line, but it's so rewarding, right? It's so rewarding at the end of the day that to be doing things that you're passionate about and that make you want to get up in the morning. So
exactly.
Loved having you on. Thank you so much, Marie. Okay. And look forward to seeing the updated site and looking forward to contributing as well.
Thank you very much for inviting me.
You're welcome.
I trust you enjoyed this episode with Marie Jerusalem, and it fueled your desire to propel forward at any age. Here are her key takeaways. Number one, stop thinking about yourself in terms of age or retirement. We have to stop thinking that things stop at age 60 or 65. Number two, 65 today is not what it was in our parents' generation. We live longer and need to be working longer. Number three, age management is looking after the well-being of our older workforce. It's an old narrative that at 65 you're going to retire. Number four, from 50 to 100, there are a lot of new phases in your life. You have to get clear on what your passion is. And number five, we have to break through these old stereotypes and do what you love to do and what you are passionate about. The biggest message I'd like you to take, stop limiting yourself by your age and think of this time over 50 as the best stage in your life yet. Celebrate your strengths. Let your passions be your North Star, and seek out others and the support you need to propel you to your greatest heights yet. To that end, if you are struggling to take your next steps or to find the support that you are looking for, I'm pleased to share a special offer with you. I'm here to serve you, so I'm offering a free 1-hour coaching session with me to help you crystallize your visions for yourself. There's no obligation to continue working with me at all. Just 1 hour where I will dedicate to you. I really want to hear from you, my dear listener, on what your hopes and challenges are. And together we can work to create your best year ever. Simply click the Let's Chat link in the show notes and book your free 1 hour coaching session with me today. Until next time, remember, my friend, if not now, when?